It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I have found that sometimes when parents and kids take nutrition quizzes, the kids score better. Here's your chance to see how you're going to do one that was created by our guest, Dr. Rach. She is a mother of four, and she hails from Sydney, and she's put together this really great nutrition quiz. Dr. Rach, what motivated you to even create this quiz?
Well, I realized that a lot of people don't actually know what it means to eat healthy anymore. There is so much confusing media. The food production companies are trying to tell us things are healthy but are not really healthy. The parents are really starting to get confused. So I wanted to help parents to understand where their nutrition rating, how well they are feeding their kids, so that they can help give their kids a really great diet and give them an optimal lifestyle.
Well, we're right behind you on this one. And so let's get started. Let's have everybody who's listening take this quiz along with us. And Carolina, we're going to have you take it live. How about that? Are you ready for that?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready. Should we tell everybody where to find the quiz so they can follow along?
Yeah, they can follow on. Excellent. Go for it.
On drrach.com, and that's drrach.com. You'll find the quiz on there so you can take it along. Let's get started.
All right, let's get started. Carolina, I'm going to ask you the first question. Dr. Rach is going to take over from there. But how often do you skip breakfast?
Oh, gosh, never. Never, ever.
All right, well, Dr. Rach, what do you think about that? Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, that is great because, you know what, the American Diabetic Association, they have released some research on what the advantage is of eating breakfast as opposed to not eating breakfast. And they said if you eat breakfast, you are more creative, you concentrate better, you are more likely to reach your daily nutrient requirements, you have better problem-solving skills, you have better hand-eye coordination, you are more alert and more physically active. So that's great, and don't you want the same things for your kids?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Sure. All right.
Okay,
what's the next one?
Okay, the second question. How many servings of vegetables is you or your child eating in an average day?
Anywhere from three to four.
Well, 3 to 4 for an adult is not bad, but it's actually not enough. So for a woman, you should be having 5 to 7 servings of vegetables. Just to give you an idea of what a serving of vegetables look like, it's either 1 cup of raw leafy green vegetables or 1/2 cup of chopped vegetables. So as a woman, we're meant to be having 5 to 7, and as a man, you are meant to be having 7 to 9 servings of vegetables every single day. Okay. Now, the next question is, how often do you or your child drink soda, fruit juice, or flavored drinks?
Absolutely never.
I am so grateful to hear that. Soda and fruit juice is the third largest source of calories for all American children aged between 2 to 18. So these calories are empty calories, and as we know, they are laden with sugar, and sugar depresses your immune system. It predisposes you to extra weight, diabetes, but also can affect your mood, your memory, your cognitive function, and it also increases your dental decay. So I'm glad to hear that you are not drinking sugar drinks. Okay, nope. The next question. What type of foods do you or your child eat most frequently at each meal?
Oh, okay. Well, we start all our meals planning around either a fruit or a vegetable. So I know every meal at least has a fruit and a vegetable. And then probably we'll move on to like a protein after that. So I would say those three are probably the most constant in our meals.
Great. I am so glad to hear that because fruit and vegetables provide most of the minerals and vitamins we need. They also have essential phytonutrients. And if you're making them the starring roles of all your meals, then you'll have great nutrition. So I'm so glad to hear that. Okay, now the next question. How does your family eat dinner most nights?
Oh, this is a good question. We recently had a whole show about this, and I think Ellen and I are kind of in the minority. But I still do make a point to eat dinner at our dinner table with everybody present. So at least dinner, we get everybody sitting down and eating at dinner table, and it's usually something I made or my husband made.
Great. That is exactly what we want to be doing. When you take the time to sit down together as a family, the evidence is that you tend to make better food choices. Kids are more likely to eat fruit and vegetables as part of their meals when they're sitting down with their parents and eating meals. It also means that you minimize the amount of fast food or frozen food that they are eating. So that's awesome. Okay, so what food do you or your child most commonly eat in the afternoon for a snack?
So afternoon snack, usually it's when the kids come home from school, and in the summertime we'll do like a smoothie, like a leafy greens and tons of fruits smoothie with some seeds. And then if it's in the winter, we'll either do like a warm oatmeal afternoon snack or oatmeal cup that I bake, or even sometimes we'll do like plain yogurt with toppings. Those are most likely what we eat for snacks.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. Unfortunately, the most common source of calories for American children is grain-based desserts. So cookies and cakes are the number one source of calories. So I'm glad to hear that you are going against that trend. Now, what do you and your child most commonly eat for breakfast?
Breakfast. Oh, we like variation here. Always fruit. There's always fruit somehow, some way in our breakfast. And yes. if we do cereal, it's usually a very high quality cereal, protein, lots of fiber, and we keep sugar under 6 grams per serving. So very low sugar if we do cereal. And sometimes we do omelets or egg burritos.
Okay. Great. Yeah, breakfast is a great time to also get some leafy green vegetables into your kids, because when they go to lunch at school, you can't control what they're eating. I send my kids with lunch, but I'm not guaranteed what they'll eat. But usually for breakfast, we can sit down. So that is some great options. I also say, you know, with your omelette, stick some green vegetables in there. That would be great. And I'm glad to hear you're keeping away from the high sugary cereals. Okay, so what is your child or you most likely to eat for lunch?
Lunch. Well, we pack lunch for the kids, so they eat lots of wraps or stew or like soups that they'll take. And usually I end up eating leftover from the dinner from the night before, to be honest. So something I cooked at home.
Yeah, absolutely. I love eating leftovers, and that's great. You know, the cafeterias still are not offering great options. So, you know, it's great to make a salad-based lunch too. That can be a great way of getting all those vegetables into kids. But you're doing awesome. The next question, how often is your child eating superfoods, including blueberries, broccoli, sweet potatoes, quinoa, kale, avocado, almond, salmon, and coconut oil?
Oh, we try to get those at least every single day, at least two of them. We strive for at least two superfoods every day. Sometimes we might only get one, but at least one.
Oh, well, it sounds like you are doing awesome. You know, these foods are so nutrient dense. They provide so many essential minerals and vitamins for our kids. They really, really do make a difference to how they grow and develop.
Yeah. Wow, well, this is a lot of fun. It sounds like you did okay, Dr. H, but I hope everybody that took it at home realized either they were feeding their kids better than themselves or vice versa, but whatever kind of realization they came to, that it inspires them to make a change today. So go to drh.com and find out more. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.